ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is the goddess of thunder, Lee.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, that's my line. And right there, the host of On the Flight with Stevie Flight. That's Stevie. How you doing?
Doing good, bud. How y'all doing today?
All right. So here's the story. Joey and Sonny are both busy. I think Sonny is getting remarried and Joey is marrying Sonny. So
I don't think so.
Don't ask, don't tell. It's all good. And this is, man, I don't know. What? How old do people think I am? I'm cool with that. You're cool with that? Everybody's cool with that. Anyway.
Even though they hate each other.
All right. So this is Podcast Rock City. If you've never been here before, welcome. Thanks for coming. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. So we brought Steve in here, to hang out with us and talk Kiss. And there is a little bit of news, and actually Steve brought it. Do you prefer Stevie?
Just call me Stevie. Steve makes me feel older than I am.
Oh, that might be why Joey goes by Joey. And exactly. Sonny goes
keep
by
that
Sonny.
Youthful feel to it.
Sonny exactly. Goes by Sonny instead of Son.
You can call me Lily.
Did Lily. Anybody ever call you Lily?
Yes.
Really?
It was really.
You don't sound like you like it.
It was making fun, really. So.
Oh, we don't want to do that. It's Lee, the goddess of thunder. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I mean, the temptation.
I need it, Joe. Go ahead.
I've got four boxes.
Eat it, Joe. Go ahead. Okay. It's only cereal. What can go bad?
I don't know. I could turn into one of those fucking zombies from that damn movie that we're talking about.
I've actually got a box of cereal back here. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I've got a box of cereal back, a Wheaties box from 1995.
And when it's they won the Super Bowl?
No, they didn't win the Super Bowl that year. They lost, lost that year. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear you say that.
Shut up.
I have an F4 from 1990.
You're a Cowboys fan.
I'm a Falcons fan. It's brutal to be a Falcons fan.
Hold on. Don't make me say it.
No, it's brutal. Yeah, that's right. Lee, go take a bite of your apple core. Anyway, all right.
1994,
so the news,
baby.
There's really not a whole lot of news. Okay, but this is what I want to show you. Stevie there. He said, hey, have you guys been on KissAsylum.com to see this? I had not, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Somebody went into AI and asked it to, I guess, expand on Kiss album covers.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and read this to you guys. AI sees classic albums in a new way. And that's KissAsylum.com. You can now simply talk to computers and ask them to show you anything you want. Or,
oh, God.
Of course, the first thing, show me porn. Of course, that's going to become somebody's ringtone. Of course, the first thing that comes to mind would be what bigger picture? It's a blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here's the somebody said expand the Alive cover. There you go, man. That's it right there. Alive from 1975 never looked better with the added crowd lighting rig and expanded stage. That is pretty cool. Once we started looking, Stevie told me about this. I started scrolling down and Destroyer.
That's okay.
Neat.
I like it, but it's
my favorite.
Yeah, they could have put more stuff around.
Yeah.
Stupid AI.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Still not my favorite though.
Yeah, so Destroyer was all right. If you go to KissAsylum.com, you guys, if you're just listening, you can see the pictures. So Love Gun, which is my favorite album cover, you can see they built like a wall over here. Yeah. And I thought this was like a pyramid, but I don't think so. I think it's more like, is it like a mountain in the background?
I think it's like a mountain. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And then
this is the best one I like.
Yeah. So Creatures of the Night has like smoke in the background and a moon. And I don't know what's on the left over there. It looks like broccoli, but with a
chopping broccoli.
That's what it looks like. But then they also did Revenge. Revenge is still, I mean, it just still looks like
what is that on the side there?
I don't know. It's a road case, right? Like, is it supposed to be like?
I can't bring it up any bigger than
mine. Yeah, I got enlarged.
That's what she said. The but you know what? If you really pay attention to this and start thinking about it, it does look like the butt on the back of Creatures of the Night.
Oh gosh,
it really starts to remind me.
I have no idea why they did that.
Yeah, I guess that's the only one. Okay, so all right, that was fun. That's kind of cool.
Neat.
It's different. You guys, I would love to see tons of Kiss AI. I don't know about you guys, but I really like that idea. You guys out there that are watching live, thank you very much. There is, let's see. I'm going to say hi to everybody. Not really. Brad's here. Andrew's here. Poonie's gone. I'm sorry. He's not here. There's Miss Karen. There's a Facebook user. I don't know who that is. Chris Sinzak from the Decibel Geek. We can do without Joey. Nice, Andrew. That's totally brutal. Brent, hello. Darth Shredder. Nice. Eat it. Shredder. Nom, nom, nom. I'm not going to eat this cereal.
Why not?
What's the prize? Do they got a prize in there? It's like, is there like a prize in there?
A tiny Funko. A
little Gene doll.
Let's get the Funko out and have one piece.
Yeah, just
look how, listen, you're like the devil. You're like, Lee is like, smoke it, Joe.
Of them,
why don't you take
just
it?
Go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it, man.
What are you scared of?
Anyway, it's so good to see you guys all here today. So that was basically our news. Kiss is overseas. I'm sure all of you know all about it. There's one other thing I do want to point out. I will tell you guys that I don't know if I should do this. Okay, so apparently people have started to message Kiss saying, hey, I didn't get my Dubai stuff. And I guess
just now they've started. Come on.
So people have. So somebody that works for Kiss, I guess, has started to send out some stuff in just basically saying, hey, you know, it's not really our fault. This company hired us to play the gig. They were supposed to do this. But we want to give you guys something. I will tell you all that I did send an email. I'm waiting to hear back. They have been messaging me. It will expedite things rapidly if you still have your original receipt on your computer. So basically your, confirmation. I did not have that. So I'm basically having to, you know, convince them that I'm not a thief, you know. But
should they have records of that?
I know, right? They should have a record of who they're supposed to be sending this.
Exactly. I mean, what kind of...
You would think so. You would think
so. You know, I'm going to say this about it. I'm sorry, and I know they're saying, you know, we had another company. We played for another company, but their name's on this.
It's they need ultimately, to do yes, it. Ultimately yeah,
their name's on it. I mean, sorry.
Stop playing the blame game.
Yeah. Exactly. I have been talking to somebody about it, and I'm just waiting to see if they'll get back to me. I will tell you that the last I heard from them was last week, or not this week, this past week, but the week before on Friday. So I waited a week and I'm going to message them again tomorrow. I will tell you guys that so far, I haven't seen pictures of anybody or talked to anybody that has been thrilled about what is.
They got like a t-shirt.
One person. Did you see that t-shirt?
No.
That somebody got a t-shirt with the wide neck cut. So I guess it was supposed to be like a lady shirt, where it's like.
All right. The slouchy lady shirt. Yep.
I don't know. And then
nobody
somebody
wants that.
Apparently, and I don't know if this is what they really got or if they're just saying that, but they also got like a shot glass that was like a reject shot glass where the paint was wrong or something. Oh, I don't know. Now, if this is the if this is real, you know, I may just, I don't know. Let's be fair. If I got a box of shit, just like crap, like Kiss crap, I would probably frame it all and be like, Dubai. Exactly. You know,
Dubai, finally.
Dubai. I think that would be kind of funny to have it in like, what do they call those? A box, you know, not
like a shadow box.
Shadow box. Yeah. Thank you, Lee, for being smarter than I am, You're as
welcome.
Usual.
You're welcome.
Yes, and Anthony Stratus there has said, ironically, they have
maybe they're going another, back to pick up the DVDs.
Another Dubai show, which I would not pay to see.
No,
I don't think so.
Anyway, all right, so the quest goes on. We're going to wait. You know, at this point right now, I just want to get something that, you know, this was a gift that my girlfriend Karen got me for my 50th birthday. So let's focus here. My 50th birthday's in COVID. My birthday cake was amazing. My girlfriend and her daughter made me a 50. I think if I remember it correctly, it was out of cupcakes.
Aww.
Right? Yes. I had four people over with my dad in the basement because he couldn't walk at the time. And I'm waiting on New Year's for this thing to happen. And in the end, squat, nothing, bupkis. This is like 50 was awful. And it was made better Aww. By having the cake and the few family members that I could have over.
That's
over.
Really all that matters, Joe.
No. You're correct. You're correct. However, she bought me the nice package gifts, you know, with the thing because right. that's what she wanted me to have. And anyway, so Craig Broderick said, Kiss have become the herpes of rock and roll.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Chuck McGuire's asking, who do you email?
Huh?
Chuck McGuire asking, who do you email about the Dubai thing? Who would you email?
I'll post the email on our Facebook page. So go to the Facebook page. I'll post that later. Let's see. So, all right. Now the news is done. Let's go ahead and get to this week's topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City Topic of the Week.
Did you guys ever get these Funko things, the little soda cans?
No.
I think I have one somewhere.
Yeah. I think this one glows in the dark.
Somewhere in here.
Oh, they were made in Vietnam.
I've got something like that, but it's not a Funko thing. It's an eighth. I don't know exactly what it is. I got it for a Christmas present 1 year.
Yeah, it's like Funko soda, but it's not really soda. Everybody knows these little characters are inside. Yeah. And then there's some of them are glow in the dark. And I got one that glows in the dark. It's a Paul. I'm not sure. Opening the cans is really hard. So, all right. So the topic of the week this week is, it was sent in by a listener/viewer, and I cannot say who they are. And the reason why I can't say who they are is because they have a stalker.
They have a stalker?
Stalker?
Yeah. So you know who you are. We love you. Thank you very much for this. The topic is, how has being a Kiss fan impacted your life? Now, of course, this isn't only what we're going to talk about, but we are, you know, it's going to be, I didn't see Andrew's thing.
Andrew.
Just brutal. He's getting me so fired from doing this. Anyway. You know, Stevie here has been a Kiss fan for how long? How many years?
Going on, let's see, 45 years now, since I was 5 years old.
45 years.
When I saw my older cousin had the Destroyer album, and he showed me the cover, and I was just like, wow. And then they, you know, the look got me, but then the music kept me going. And around here, there was a lot of Kiss fans at that age, but then they sort of dropped off till I was like, you know, the only one around my area, which we're in a small rural town in eastern North Carolina. So, yeah, there's not many Kiss diehard Kiss fans like I am around here. So, yeah, this has given me the outlet to be able to talk to people, you know, about Kiss like I want to. There's nobody really. When I talk to them about something that Kiss did, like Phantom of the Park, like, oh yeah, I remember that back in the day, and they're like, okay, whatever.
You're still watching that, you know. Are they still together? Exactly. Are they still together?
Actually, on one of my podcasts, and I never published it because, well, someone got upset. The guest got upset about it.
He questioned
my loyalty to Kiss since I was 5 years old.
What?
That's kind of strange. He was like, that's kind of weird that you're still, because most people, when they get older, it changes. And I was like, no, there's a lot of Kiss fans that Exactly. And then I mean, I did a poll, and the poll was like favoring my side. He got mad, and I had to make him happy. I deleted the podcast and just went on.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, that's brutal. I will tell you guys,
should have deleted him instead of the podcast.
I did that too, but you know,
so many people have posted, you know, on we put the show up on Facebook, and so many people commented, and some of them were like, I met my wife in line, you know, at a Kiss show or at an expo, or a lot of them are funny. A lot of them are they impacted my life by making me broke. Doug Ponier, our buddy, but he also said he wouldn't have changed anything. You know, he wouldn't have changed anything. You know, a lot of people are like, this is how I got introduced to rock music or music. So before we go forward, Stevie, let's talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, who is your favorite member of Kiss?
It's Ace, definitely Ace. And close second, Eric Carr. I always, you know, as a kid, I always like looked at Ace, like all of them were superheroes, but Ace, I guess since the Spaceman, I was big time into that more than I was horror or anything like that. And then him playing the guitar, I'll tell you a story. I had the white toy, you know, remember the white toy plastic guitar?
Of course.
And I used to do, like, me and my cousin, when he was into Kiss, we used to do like shows. We play live too, or live and do shows. I decided as a stupid, like, 8-year-old, I'm going to make it smoke. Yeah. Put a smoke bomb in it. Yeah. Ended up with a big old white glob of plastic that I could have kicked.
Oh, no. And that thing is worth a shitload now.
Yeah. Ace was always, because he was funny. He was comedic. And I liked that. But then when Eric came along and when I saw that Creatures cover, I was like, this guy looks pretty cool. And I mean, I saw the whole Kids of People 2 introduction, but that Creatures cover and then that Creatures album, hearing his drumming and just to see the way the guy acted and hearing people talk about how he was with the fans, Eric is like a close second Ace for me.
What's your favorite Kiss record? Does it change a lot?
It changes a lot, but right now, and this has changed a lot over the year, because this was one I didn't, as a kid, I didn't listen to a lot. But Rock and Roll Over, for me, right now, is like my favorite. Ace's solos on that. I mean, it sounds like a freaking rock and roll album right there. But Ace's guitar solos on like Take Me and Make a Love, I mean, you can't get much better than that. I think he was probably at his best on Rock and Roll Over.
It's a killer album.
I definitely love that record. Lee, so obviously just by looking at the room that you're sitting in, the average person could see that being a Kiss fan has impacted your life.
A little bit.
Definitely. Okay, so let's say there was a camera on you, right? Which there is. And let's say that it was something that they wanted to know, as Kiss is retiring, they wanted you to say into the camera what Kiss has meant to you. What would you say?
Well,
I'll do clapper thing.
Yeah.
Go, action.
Well, they've been a part of my life since I was 11 years old when my brother brought home alive, and I just went crazy over it. I just saw the album cover, and that was it. And that I was instantly into it. My friend Donna and I would put the makeup on all the time. We put on shows, just like Stevie said. We put on shows. I had the ketchup for the blood, and we used to put confetti inside balloons and stick them up on the ceiling, and then we had a pin on the end of our tennis rackets guitars, and we do that. I have some photos. But you know, after that, of course, like you said, Kiss started, people started dropping off, but I still was a Kiss fan. I got picked on a lot in school for being a Kiss fan, but as I got older and started going to these expos, I've met a lot of my really good friends at the expos. Like the community of Kiss people is so cool, because it's like you finally found someone that you can talk to and that understands insanity, your passion. You know, they just get it. Whereas just regular people are like, what are you doing? Your house looks like it did in eighth grade. I'm like, yep, it does.
Well,
you know, and then of course, I loved it so much that I basically wanted to be Gene. So I taught myself bass and started the first all-girl Kiss tribute band. We were the first ones, Black Diamond. And that was an amazing experience. I had so much fun. You know, it's just been a lot, you know. And then, of course, I got to pick to be on that VH1 fan club show. And that was huge.
That was awesome.
One of the funnest things I've done. So it's been a huge part of my life.
It will continue forever.
Yeah, they brought a lot of fun and friendship into my life, and I thank them.
Oh, see, that right there is probably, what 90% of Kiss fans would say. Yeah. I have definitely
camaraderie, and yes,
yeah, I definitely got a second family out of it.
For sure,
same here.
Second family. There's not a whole lot of Kiss fans that I meet that are like that when you talk to them, if you tell them you're a Kiss fan, that they don't
want to
talk about Kiss.
No, they'll
always talk about Kiss, and it's always a lot of fun. I can tell you that it's been one of those things where if I didn't have Kiss, I can't even imagine my life. I mean, I loved baseball. I loved
so much
sports.
Fun. Yeah,
I love sports, but you know, there's not, you know, there's expos and stuff for sports, but it's not the same.
And the collecting, all the stuff.
Collecting is fun. I did that. You know, you could do that with baseball cards too, but not at the level that we're at right now with Kiss. And it's just been my whole life. You know, I was about 7 years old. I think I walked in and saw one of my buddies, he had the Love Gun record, and he was like, "Hey man, check this out." I was like,
"What is that?
Every occasion,
like Christmas, Easter, birthday, it was either Kiss or Star Wars for me. I mean, they would take pictures of me Easter morning with a Kiss album cover or." Like I think the last time I remembered when the Elder came out that year, I got the Elder album for Christmas. I was like, what the heck is, I was looking at it and I remember thinking, this says soundtrack. I was like, there's a movie coming out. There's another movie coming out. I kept looking for it. Of course, you didn't have the internet back then. So you kept waiting.
I was hoping for a movie too.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, people say, I remember listening to the Elder and I remember to listen to Unmasked and thinking, you know, Kiss has changed. What, I didn't like it. Not me. I was just like happy to get some Kiss.
Right. So Tommy Starr says, how cool would it be for Lee to take us on a video tour of her house, explaining where she got this and that, an extensive tour. You know, I'm trying, Tommy. I bring it up every once in a while. But
I'm
Lee's
sorry.
Busy.
I will. I'll start. I'm not that busy.
Cribs.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah,
I will. I'll crib. Start doing a item here, you know, start doing that.
Yeah, it's the Kiss layer.
But with also with Kiss fans, like if you see someone, you're walking around and has a Kiss shirt on, you kind of are like, hey, what's up? You know, and you just meet people. Like that happened to me a lot of times, but especially a long time ago at a gym here. And it happened to be Dale Torborg came up to me before he was the Demon. We've been friends since, but he wasn't the Demon yet. He was getting into the Sting and Lex Luger owned the gym.
Right.
So,
yeah.
He came up to me. He's like, you like Kiss? He saw my, you know, tattoo and my shirt. And we just became friends there. And then I got to hear all his, you know, trying to be the demon and the interviews and what happened. And it just, you meet cool people. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
it's awesome. And then they're like lifelong friends after that. Like,
yeah. You know, it's so
I like this. I like that quote.
It's a mental illness.
Being a Kiss fan is a mental illness, and it's nice to meet others with the same illness.
It can be. It can be.
You know, when I took Karen to see Kiss for the first time, it was in Virginia, and we were going to meet Gene and get him to sign my leg, and she saw the concert, you know, she saw the concert. And after the next day, we went to meet Gene, and he did this whole Q&A, you know, and she came to me afterwards and was like, you know, I saw the concert last night and it was a good concert. But after listening to Gene talk, I completely understand why you guys love these dudes so much. She goes, that was great.
Don't you think he's like the most genuine guy in the band?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anymore. I would bet that at the moment, Tommy Thayer is. The thing is that they've been doing it for so long. They know what to say and how to say it. And that's, you know,
they
that makes
do,
me.
But Gene's pretty sincere. I think he really does.
I think he is.
He really does.
He is.
He loves us. He does.
I think he's appreciating it more now.
I think so.
Now, here's an interesting. So, Jack here posted
Pinocchio.
So it says, I saw a guy in a Kiss shirt. I said, g'day, how many times have you seen them, etc.?
Yeah.
He said, I just like the logo.
Well, they got the vintage shirts at like Walmart and everything.
Yeah, so that's happening more vintage. And more. That's happening more and more, you guys. You know, we're,
I know. I know. It is what it is.
I agree with Brent. Brent's got a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good quote right there. Brent Milhouse, Kiss is, it's no longer about being just a fan. It's in the blood. From the age
soul.
Of seven to present. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in your soul, man.
Yeah, I mean, my son, I took him to see Kiss when he was about five. And that was when that was the Sonic Boom.
Raising
tour.
Them right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sonic Boom. And then this tour that's going on now forever, he went to the last show in Atlanta. And I had tickets. So I had tickets right next to the soundboard. His mom had tickets in on the lawn. And then my buddy Bruce got in touch with me and said, hey, we've got two extra tickets. We're like 15 rows from the stage. So
nice.
I gave this extra my tickets for, you know, by the soundboard to my son and my friend Mikayla. And they went down when right before Paul flew out. And I saw my son singing, you know, and like totally
heartwarming.
He was so, I just got chills. I just got chills.
Oh, that's so cute.
He was so close to Paul Stanley. And I think he was realizing, whoa, this is special, what I'm doing right here. And I watched him and he sang, you know, the song I Was Made for Loving You. He loved, since this, he was little when Scooby-Doo came out, you know. You know, he loved I Was Made for Loving You, and you know, it was one of those things where you're like, it's like Trey last week who was on the show. Trey's original podcast, Rock City, his dad Rick, whose original podcast, Rock City. He was raising Trey on not only rock and roll but Kiss. And you know, I remember, you know, Trey would show up wearing eyeliner and Kiss t-shirts and buckles.
And he is like an old soul. Like when that kid was a little boy, because I've grown up with him basically because I've been friends with Rick so long. He was just like hanging out with an adult. Like it was cool when Trey came. Like you didn't think like, oh no, he's bringing his kid or whatever. I mean, it was the coolest. He was the coolest little kid and he knew all the Kiss details. He knew all the, any question you would ask, he would know.
You want to talk about a proud moment. My daughter, she's 19, and she would watch, she started watching that show Glee. And all of a sudden, we're on the road going somewhere, and I'm doing my little shuffle, and Beth comes on. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know that song. And she starts singing Beth. And I'm like, okay, I think I've raised you right. And then when I played Sure Know Something, she was like, can you play that song again? I like that song. That's a pretty good song there. Okay. So, you know, she's a retro girl, but awesome. She started doing the Kiss stuff. That. Like you said, Joe, I got chills right now.
Yeah. But there's something else. It's like Kiss is, it's so, there are certain things as diehard fans that we know. So like if I have been in the Home Depot and heard New York Groove.
On the elevator music.
The other day, I was in there and Hard Luck Woman played.
What?
In our Home Depot. Now, I have been to the grocery store here in West Georgia. Ingles is hip, man. There's been a couple of times where I've been in there and Beth has been playing. I usually jump online and do a live Facebook thing. But but we always notice because we've never been able to notice. It's not like they're on everywhere. Like you get, there's a chance I could turn the radio on and absolutely hear Zeppelin or absolutely hear this. So, you know, but there's really almost zero chance I'm going to hear a Kiss song.
You get so excited, right? Cause I was listening. When I work, I have the TV on upstairs and that like live with Kelly and Ryan or something. And they played New York Groove for them to walk in. I was like, what? You know, and I went up there just to listen, you know.
They're playing
New York Groove.
A Sunday night football game. I think the Giants were playing and New York Groove came on going to commercial. I was like, holy crap, New York Groove Zone.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you though, I've got fatigued with rock and roll all night. They need to go away for a little while. Jeez.
Well, I'll tell you this. I remember being a little kid and this guy, Bob Armstrong, remember Bullet Armstrong?
Bullet Bob.
Yeah. So I know Stevie is a big wrestling fan.
Yes, sir.
He wore a mask at one point.
Yeah.
And he would come out to War Machine. And I saw it late night on TV here. And it was War Machine. And I remember being so excited. But there was another time where I was watching the NFL and you could hear the music that was playing inside the stadium and it was War Machine then.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is pretty freaking cool.
Two things. The first live wrestling event I went to was in Raleigh, North Carolina. And there was a wrestler called the Warlord. You remember him, Joe?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was just starting and he comes to the ring. I mean, first event, this is like the third match I've seen live. And all of a sudden, I hear War Machine pumping in. And
you're like, what in the world?
But yeah, and I coach. I'm like I've been coaching football for like 13 years. And we have like a playlist before the game that we play over the speakers when they're warming up. And there's like 5 Kiss songs on that playlist. And these guys are, I mean, I've got like 15 to 18 year old kids, and they're looking. I'm sitting there watching them start bopping their heads like Rock and Roll All Night's up there. And I think I Love It Loud, War Machine. I can't remember the other two, but yeah, they're sitting there like this. And they've never heard this stuff before, but they get pumped up. But yeah, I try to add as much Kiss as I can.
Introduce them to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Lee, I remember you were mentioning your friend Donna. Yeah. I'll tell you guys right now, if I could get Lee to post it, or it's probably on her Facebook page, there's a picture of her in jean makeup. She's how old are you? 13, 14?
Which one?
The one where you're jumping on your bed with a,
oh yeah, I'm probably 12, 13, 12
with a tennis racket.
Yes. Always.
And
then Donna and I reenacted one of our photos.
I remember she came to town or you went there.
She came here and we reenacted the photo and Kiss actually put it on their website.
Wow. Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have, did you introduce Donna to Kiss or did she already know who they were?
I'm trying to think. We grew up together. We were put together as babies because our parents were friends. And I don't know who found them first. It might've been me because of my big brother brought it home. And then we were always you know, together at her house or my house. And we just kind of got into it together, started putting the makeup on, and my mother would yell at us, "You're going to get zits, you know, from all that." We're like, "I don't care, you know." And we'd do it. We'd go out in my front yard. It's kind of a busy street, and like jump off the thing with the record player. I mean, put the concerts on, of course.
Yep.
I mean, like for real, isn't that these are the stories. These are the stories that like shaped our
little man.
Put that shit in my head.
If you don't,
that's right.
Oh me.
That's right. So you guys, all right.
Fatty's rolling, blunt. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
It's okay. But these are the stories that like totally shaped our lives.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people that are listening / watching right now are going, "This is my story. You know, this is, you know, this is how I discovered the band. This is the kind of thing." Now, I did do a short,
I have a picture to show you.
Okay. That'd be cool. I did some videos, a documentary series called, oh yeah, look
there. Oh, look. Check it out.
That's the band.
And what year is that?
She used stools from the bar for the drums. Shit. I don't know. 77?
Wow. I did do a documentary series called Makeup of an Army. It's on YouTube if you guys ever want to take a look at it. It's where it's my girlfriend Karen and I and our friend Kevin, we basically traveled the country and went on the Kiss cruise, and we interviewed all kinds of people. You know, if you want to find that and watch interviews of just Kiss fans, and it's not just you know, one person. It's usually, you know, 20 people in an episode all telling their stories. Nice. Asking questions and that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun if you guys get a chance to check it out. You know, so all right, so we got to come to this thing that everybody's like, just like look, Tommy said you should put that on a t-shirt.
I actually put our reenacted photo, because it's got us, the, you know, 78 and then the new one underneath. We wore that to a few of the shows when we went together.
That's awesome. Look at all the stories. Like,
yeah.
We dressed,
you know,
100 pounds of aluminum foil. Jeez.
Nice. Yeah.
Brett Denton says he dressed as Kiss Circa.
Aluminum foil Gene.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but look at how all the stories start to fall together. They all start to come together.
I like the milk jug Gene from one of the expos. He made the armor out of milk jugs. We call them milk jug Gene. Remember, Andrew?
There are YouTube channels that disparage Kiss. I mean, but come on. There's
YouTube. There's people that disparage everything on the
everything. This day and time, everything, Mick, all over the place.
You just gotta move on and not worry about this.
Ignore the haters.
It's okay. Like, okay, so the other day I think I have it right here. I'll go ahead and there was an article. I saved it here. So this is from their Birmingham World Resorts World Arena show in England. So this is the headline: Kiss review, typically explosive end to rock's silliest band.
Okay.
The solos are dull. The banter crash. The songs often lacking in interest.
And
yet, Kiss's final tour is also. And yet, Kiss's final tour is also a barrage of amazement. So
make up your mind.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't play both sides of the fence.
So I'll post this article on Facebook so you guys could read it. But, you know, this is the kind of thing. But here's the thing. If you put an article up and you say Kiss is great, people just, you know, they're not going to read it. But you set up a headline that says, you know, "I still say they stink." And
classic. I still want that shirt just with that.
I took for show and tell in my fourth grade class, I took the Elder album. And everything was going good because we had this teacher that was kind of like, you know, she was from the 60s. I'll put it that way. She was like fanfare came on, and she was like, oh, gosh, what is this? And we were okay till we got to Mr. Blackwell, and he said, you know, you can go to hell. And she looked at me like, take this thing out of here. And I was like, oh,
devil music.
Yeah, devil music. I had my horn. See my horn?
That's pretty funny. I remember bringing a destroyer to like fourth or fifth grade for the party for everybody to dance to. And they put on a song. And I remember this girl, Patricia, she danced. And I remember loving her so much.
You loved her then.
Just for giving it a shot, you know?
Right, right.
Thanks. She didn't care what was on. She was going to dance. Aww. She was going to dance. And you sit back now and you go, yeah, that Detroit Rock City is really not danceable.
Sure no. it is. Yes,
get up. No,
Great Expectation is not a good dancing song.
Get down, everybody.
Get up. Yes, it is certainly danceable.
I just did. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. All right. So, all right. Let's talk about one other thing. So, how close? Now, I know we're all diehards here, but let's have an honest thing here. Let's be honest.
Uh oh.
This is going to be hard.
Oh gosh.
How close? I know that a lot of people will say that Kiss right now is a joke because of how long this farewell tour is going on. Now, I'm not going to say that they're wrong because I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're wrong. What I'm saying is
it's the end of the road tour.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the farewell tour.
The farewell tour was what?
That was 23 years ago.
But my question is, they just added a few more shows. It was supposed to be 50. Then they added a few more. Now we're hearing they're going to maybe add some more.
It's what they
now,
do.
Is this become a huge joke? Now, Lee, I sent you the radio guys from here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
You know, where the guy does imitation of Paul Stanley, and it's Paul Entertainment News Stanley. But like, that's one of the things that they mention every time Kiss is on their final farewell tour. If you look at Jack here, he's the same way. It's such a joke. I'm not,
well, you can't really
them
blame
on their
people.
last tour.
You can't.
No,
blame
no, because,
if you've been a Kiss fan long enough, you know, just like Lee said, she could have said it better. It's what they do. I mean,
what they do.
You've been a Kiss fan long enough, you know, farewell tour. I remember when the farewell tour, and I bought into it when they did the whole
Me too.
VH1 deal. I was like, oh, this is really it. But then, I mean, what were like 23 years later? And I mean, you hear all these people saying, if you believe this is going to be the last show, then you're foolish. And I don't believe it's going to be the last show. I think they're going to do one-offs here and there, but I mean,
yes.
Come on,
they're not going to tour again. They're getting older.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's hard to be Kiss, and they are getting older. And I don't think they'll do a full tour, but there will be one-offs. Vegas.
I think
whatever.
You'll see shows. You'll see shows from Kiss till.
Yeah, they never said they wouldn't do that.
Till unfortunately, one of them either passes or can't do it anymore.
Yeah. We don't talk about that.
They never said they wouldn't do one-offs. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Motley Crue signed a freaking contract saying they would never get back together.
Well, that was,
that lasted,
classic.
What, 2 years?
I don't even think it was that long.
Yeah.
And so here's the other thing. I mean, I could see them doing something without makeup. I could see them.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, and they're all going to do solo projects, you know.
You know.
The Gene solo band is unreal, you know.
Exactly.
And they have not announced the new Kiss Cruise yet. And I did talk to the people at sixthman.net who put on the Kiss Cruises. And that lady basically told me they don't have anything right now, but look in the summer, she thinks something may be coming.
Oh, wow.
Because she said that she believed the last one was supposed to be the last one.
That's what they do.
The last one was supposed to be the last one. But they announced that they wouldn't be performing on the, except for the Sail Away, they wouldn't be performing in makeup, they wouldn't be performing in costume, that Gene would do his own thing, Paul would do his Soul Station thing,
right.
Tommy and Eric would do their thing.
I agree with Brett here.
What'd he say?
Well, this is a Chuck McFarland, The Kiss Till Death Tour 2024.
We don't talk about that.
Gene Simmons' band with Bruce Kulick, Eric Singer, and Todd Kearns would be dope. I agree.
Yeah.
Tommy Starr says, I'm not even sure if I'm going to do Nashville. I'm so tired of the same songs. I really am. I'm going to be there.
I'll be at Knoxville.
Pinocchio brings up, I mean, that is a long way to go just for one show.
Do you think they will add shows in Australia, though? Why come all this way for one show? I think that
there may be a plan there, Pinocchio. Keep your ears open.
Yeah, but you know, I can't imagine that they wouldn't have already announced all that.
Yeah, but didn't the people from Australia make some kind of petition going around another show?
Yeah, they wanted it. They wanted a show, you know. So Kiss said, "All right, we can go there."
They could do a few.
He said, "And Melbourne is more of a rock city than Sydney." Mm. Anyway, so in the end, I know we've talked about this for a bit now, but in the end, you know, I would say, and I hope that most people would say that even though they're a little upset about, you know, some people are upset about how long or whatever, they still would say overall it's been a positive experience, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's been a positive experience for most people.
I mean, They complain about how long it's going, but I don't see anybody, you know, the shows are selling pretty good and people aren't complaining after they go to a show. So,
and if you don't want to go, don't buy it.
Don't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go.
And I don't blame you. And I don't blame you if you don't go. If you don't want to go, if you're like, I've seen it, I've done it, you know, and you know, then you just don't. But for the rest of us, we want to enjoy it. We want to go. We want to have fun. You know, every chance we get, it's like going back in time and being a child and listening to the music and being
your youth back
and being around people that enjoy doing the show.
That's what it's about. The camaraderie is huge for me.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I guess that's pretty much it tonight. Thank you guys very much for watching. Lee, do you have anything to add?
No, that was fun. Stevie, you're awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. You are too. I bow down to the God of Thunder.
Whatever.
Stevie, do you have a new show coming out?
We just released our 101st episode, and that was Victor Staben, who did, you talked about the Unmasked cover. He was the one that did the Unmasked cover. We've actually got a couple more episodes. You'll see another album cover. We'll talk about another album cover. I don't want to give it away yet, but we've hit the mother load on the album covers here lately. But yeah, we put one out. I try to do one every week with work and doing football coach and all this other stuff. It gets kind of hard. Time runs out for you. But we do a lot of different stuff. Top 10 lists. Joe, you were on for top 10 Kiss songs that would be good wrestlers entrance themes. That was a really good episode. I've been wanting to do that for a while, but we do like interviews. We do any kind of music you can think of, country, rock. We've had Todd Howarth on. We're getting ready to have Todd on again at the end of the month. So yeah, we're getting out there and just hope we can be around as long as Podcast Rock City has.
Oh, have mercy.
What's the name of your show again?
On the Fly.
Perfect.
Just forget that the THE is there.
Right.
Yeah. I use the THE, but we don't pronounce the THE because only if you're one of the rich flights, that's when they call them flights, or up north, that's what they call them flights. In the south, you know, with my southern accent, we just call them fly.
Fly.
Nice.
On the Fly.
And so check that show out, guys. It's a lot of fun. You know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that you love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
See ya.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.